Talk Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. If you would like, you can actually... You can contribute to the site. You can submit content. So you find something online that you want to share with us and other listeners, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then it can be voted on, voted up or down if you like it or dislike it. And the most voted up will, much of it will be on the front page. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. Ian and Allie in the studio tonight. We're going to go right into your phone calls. And then Allie has a story about the millennials.
My generation.
This is your generation, apparently. And they are, you know, what this arbitrary age range. What is it, generation 20 years or something like that?
Something like that.
So this particular arbitrary age range, apparently they're still staying at home, and it's like a third of them. We'll get into the details on what that is and what it means, if anything. I'd like to get Allie's analysis of that. 855-450-FREE, toll-free, brought to you by SACL CAI. We've also got Skype. It's username lrn.fm, and Eric is with us in Kansas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I wanted to address the topic that Anonymous brought up, but I also wanted to touch on Rich Paul and Shiny Badges.
Yeah, please. The Rich Paul ShinyBadges.com auction is going on now through the 15th. Number 420 of this awesome-looking badge can be yours, and you can go and place your bid at ShinyBadges.com.
Now, Rich Paul's attorney may already have plans to do this, but I would suggest that you know, that he petitioned the court to see if there's any type of community service or whatever that he could do while he's on appeal that would apply towards his...
Ooh, that's an interesting idea.
But
isn't community service kind of a broad thing? Like, haven't you done community service doing some kind of activism, Ian?
There is a church up here that is a Free State Project participant formed church called Church of the Sword that does have the ability to allow people to do activism in order to do community service.
Do organizations have to, like, apply to be a community service
I don't know how that works. I think they did do some sort of application with the state of New Hampshire, and I'm not sure what exactly that is. But that's a cool idea, Eric. If he is granted bail on appeal to do some community service hours, so if he does end up having to go and serve more time, that could count toward it. That's a smart move. Have you seen that actually work before?
I can't say specifically that I have, but I've never really...
So it's just something you kind of thought up that you thought might be a good idea?
Well, sure, I mean, it's worth a try.
Anything's worth a try. It never hurts to ask. I think you're absolutely right about that. What else did you want to share tonight?
The shiny badges thing, I think, is a good idea, but I would just caution people that, you know, to not ever put themselves in a position where an officer might think you're impersonating an officer. You know,
yeah, so, I could see the concern there. I can see the concern there, and I haven't had a bunch of interactions with the local cops, but I have had at least one, and I have had some with court security. The court security agents, because I have one of these shiny badges, the cop lock shiny badges, again, shinybadges.com, take a look at that. I have one of them on my bag, my backpack at all times, and so I've gotten some interesting responses from that, including the court security officers who are jealous of the quality of the badge because their badges aren't as fancy and certainly not as shiny. And one officer saw it, and she didn't really seem to think too much of it. I mean, I get where you're coming from. If one reads the badge, it's pretty clear that it's not impersonating an officer.
Right, but from a distance, I would just say if you are displaying the badge, don't also have a taser with you or something like that.
I've got a two-way radio usually with me. Sometimes the two-way radio throws people off.
And the car.
And I have a cop, a police cruiser, police cruiser.
I remember Nemi telling the story about you guys helping some lady, and she thought that you were cops because you had the car and the radio. And did you have the badges too?
The badges are pretty new. I don't think that happened in this case, but I did have a guy stop on the way up one of the streets as I was going downtown Keene today, and he kind of just stopped in the middle of the street, and I stopped too. There was no car behind me at the time, and you know, he asked me for directions to the library. He thought I was a cop.
Has anyone accused people with the badges and all this of like fetishizing the police or something?
Yes, I could see actually, people. One police officer accused me of wanting to be a cop.
Which is very funny to
me. Isn't that? As I suggested that maybe he's the one who wants to be an activist. Hey, Thanks, Eric. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, back to the topic that Anonymous brought up. Did he say that government equals the legitimate monopoly of force, or did he say something else?
He did say that was the one definition that he'd seen, I believe, yeah.
Okay, because I don't think that's really an accurate definition for government. I mean, it's true that government can have a legitimate monopoly of force, but it's not required.
Well, I think that the aura of legitimacy is there, and
that's a big part of it.
You're correct, though. You're correct. Certainly, a government can simply rule with no legitimacy, just through straight up force.
Because gangs can have a monopoly on protecting, like gangs or the mafia or something. They can be like, we're the monopoly here, but they don't have legitimacy in people's eyes, which is why I think the government, since it does have legitimacy in people's eyes, has been able to maintain itself.
That's correct. Yeah, they can, as long as they can pull the wool over people's eyes and make people think there's something besides a criminal gang, then they have legitimacy in people's minds. And I think that's part of what we're doing here, some people are doing in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, is whittling away at that perceived legitimacy by simply allowing them to show how ridiculous they can be and putting those videos online so everyone anywhere can see them.
Right.
Thanks, Eric, for your call tonight, man. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the early years of this country, I mean, it was not seen as legitimate for the government to have a monopoly of force. And I think that's just been kind of brought in this last century.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. Carson is on the line in Columbus, Ohio. Carson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I wanted to talk, A, about what Anonymous said, but also it ties into what you said to a caller last night who called in about taxes and asked you if you paid federal taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And you indicated that you didn't. And you said something to Anonymous about being a principled person. And I just want to ask one quick question. Would a principled person be a thief? Yes or no?
Well, I guess it would depend on what their principles are. each person can have...
But okay,
if your principle is the non-aggression principle, then no, one could not be a thief under the non-aggression principle because that would be aggression.
Principle non-aggression. Is your principle
sure, there are people who don't believe in property rights. Like they, not only do they just not believe in them, like through action, but like philosophically, they don't think that private property is legitimate. And to that person, there is no such thing as theft.
Okay, I agree with that. My point here is this, is that by not paying all federal taxes, it's theft. I agree with not paying taxes, that if you pay for certain things, you then take ownership of them. If I pay for the government's the defense budget, then yes, in my own little way, I am somewhat endorsing the actions of the Defense Department.
So was the theft? I'm sorry, I missed that point. What was theft exactly?
I'm sorry. The theft becomes here. I know that you and Mark fly for your jobs to go to different conventions.
Yeah.
And the government pays for the FAA to keep the airlines. I'm not talking about the PSA. I'm talking about people who do radar and stuff and maintain planes. And make sure
when you buy a plane ticket, money from the plane ticket goes to taxes, and so those people can get paid out of that.
But they can. But I'm just saying, by simply saying I'm not going to pay federal taxes at all.
Yeah, that's not theft in any way, shape, or form. In order to have theft, you have to take something that's not yours, that you don't have a right to. And the theft is where the government takes money from you and I without their permission. If I want to agree to pay for a service, then I'll pay for that service. But just because the government does some things that are good with the money that that some people send to them, doesn't mean that it's theft if those people decide to withhold the money. If you want to hang on, Carson, we can bring you back here. I know you might want to respond to that. 855-450-FREE. It's the government that is the thief, not you or I, not you for keeping your hard-earned money. Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Take control of these airwaves toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And what is SACL CAI? Well, it's a collections company, and they've been behind the show for a long time, helping Free Talk Live reach new people with the ideas of liberty. And one of the other shows they're behind is the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. On the School Sucks Project, they discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Visit their YouTube channel and watch the controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of government. The ending will shock you. That's SchoolSucksProject.com. Once again, SchoolSucksProject.com. freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we have Carson back with us here in Columbus. We were talking about taxes, not paying them. And Carson, you mentioned that you believe that the federal government does some things that is you know, that are valuable, and that by not paying taxes that you're stealing, that is theft, because the federal government spends it on some good things. And I disagree. I don't think it's theft, because there was never an agreement in the first place for them to provide services. And so therefore, I'm under no obligation to provide them with money for the services they provide me. If I feel like there is something that is being provided of value, then I am willing to pay for it. But in the case of the air traffic control system, you know, there are taxes on plane tickets. So I feel like those people are getting money. And besides that, I don't really feel like there's much that I gain from the federal government, nor would I want any money going to murders and rapes and that sort of thing.
Even if
that
you did gain from it, the fact that they coerce you into paying from it is still just sort of takes away any aspect of Carson, you're talking about it like it's a voluntary thing. Like if I open up a store and someone shoplifts, that's like they were supposed to pay for that, because that could have been a voluntary exchange. And if they steal, then they're taking my property.
I do agree. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know your name. I keep wanting to call
it's
you.
It's Allie. Allie's here.
Allie, I apologize.
No problem.
I agree with that in... There is some logic there, but I also feel like that if we took that to, if we extrapolated from that point, then everybody could therefore say, I disagree with something the government does, therefore I'm not going to pay the government, and the government would collapse.
Good. And that's great.
Okay, but
that's what I want to happen. I want the U.S. federal government to collapse. I have no desire for anything that they offer. And then in that case, if they collapse, each airport can handle their own air traffic control.
Ian, but my question to you is this. Let's assume that the government, let's assume that next year, for some odd reason, the government collapses.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
But, okay, what happened? It would be pandemonium.
No, that's nonsense.
Wonderful.
Sorry, that's nonsense. It would not be pandemonium at all. What evidence do you have for that statement? That's fear mongering.
Katrina, look at what happened after Katrina.
Here's what happened. I pay close attention to that. Carson
went wild.
No. What happened was people were forced by the government to leave the area. So what that left was the criminal element and the government. Or do I repeat myself? What you ended up having was private criminals fighting with public criminals, the government guys, in the streets that were largely empty because most people do what they're told, and they left when they were told to leave. Had most people stayed, then those people would have been there to protect their homes. Those people would have been there to protect their businesses and protect their neighbors. It's people like you and I that provide the protection services. It's the average person who's armed and willing to stand up for the freedoms of others that is out there keeping people safe, not the police. The police were looting.
People are willing to stand up to an armed criminal.
Lots of people are. Brother, I don't know where you live in Ohio, but I live in New Hampshire, where there are a lot of people who are armed and who are willing to stand up for others.
Okay, so, but I'm just saying, what happens if the police go away?
Carson, I have a question for you. Do you believe, or do you acknowledge that the government uses coercion in order to fund the services that it provides?
Yes. Absolutely, but I say it's the best system we have that works practically right now.
Do you think that
it
would
build me a system that was better? I'd support it.
So if you
I don't have a system,
could work.
So do you think? Would you have argued when there was still slavery in the United States that if you freed the slaves, then it would be pandemonium? Because where would the slaves get protection and food and shelter?
No, because the slaves. That's a specious argument.
No, it's not, because the slaves were there because they were coerced, and they were only taken care of because they were treated like livestock, and I don't see a difference in how we're treated. It seems
the slaves, there would still be hospitals. Hospitals, bad example, because they're private. There would still be a police force. There would still be people to answer to a riot call.
Right,
I'm just saying, if you remove the government...
Carson...
then you're removing Carson, the police.
What you're misunderstanding is you think I want to remove the government. That's not what I want to do. I want people to just start acting on a consensual basis. I like the idea of having peace officers out there keeping the peace and stopping bad guys. I think who doesn't
How
like
do you
that?
You pay for them though.
You pay for them through consensual methods.
You pay to go to the hospital. Why couldn't you pay for protection?
Yeah, why can't people who want to be protected pay for protection services, Carson? And here's what I'd recommend you do. Go to book.freetalklive.com, and there's a great book there called The Market for Liberty, which gets into a lot of great detail on how private, or rather market-based policing and market justice could work. So I recommend that you take a look at that, and I thank you for the call tonight. It's a good discussion and one worthy of having. A lot of people misunderstand. I think they misunderstand. You know, when they hear the idea of small government, they think, well, that's scary because, well, we need the government to protect us. But in point of fact, as we talked about earlier, they're the ones who are putting you in jeopardy. Certainly in the case of foreign policy, they're putting you in jeopardy by creating new terrorists, by bombing people, innocent people around the world. On a more local level, you're put in jeopardy by all the arbitrary rules and regulations that they force you at the threat of violence to obey. And, you know, that's something that we can change, and we can change it slowly. It can go, it's still, while we have a governmental state system, the state can behave better by not arresting peaceful people. But eventually, why shouldn't it go to the point where if the police are providing a good service, a valuable service, that they can fund themselves through voluntary or rather consensual methods?
Right, because then you would have police there who are actually interested in providing a service that people want to pay for, and the police that are there just to collect a paycheck and bully people around, which we all know about police like mm-hmm. that, those cops aren't going to make it in a free market. And either the free market in the private sector requires results. If you aren't able to provide your service effectively, then you're not going to make it.
Somebody else will do a better job, and they'll get the business.
Exactly.
And you don't have that choice with the government. So really, what we would hope to see, and I think we would see, is choices in the marketplace of protection. Instead of this one-size-fits-all government system, you would have options in the market. And in fact, if you look at Detroit, you ask the question of what if the police go away? Well, guess what? The police have gone away in some areas of Detroit. They are very difficult to get a hold of. In certain hours, you can't even walk into the police station.
And I want to touch back on the point, because when Carson originally called in, she said that she thought it was theft to not pay taxes because you're using services. The government ends up providing services, and if you don't pay taxes, you're thieving. But, like, if a slave doesn't pick cotton, they, like, hide. Is that employee theft? No, it's not.
Is the slave stealing from master by not picking the cotton?
I don't think so.
Great point. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Share your thoughts. Whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got a lot of stuff on the site, including a bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com, one of many features that we totally give away on the site, including listening options and more. So enjoy all of that with you tonight in here.
And Allie.
Allie's got a new show that she started last weekend. It is called ALP.
That's right. And it was. I thought it was a really good episode, our first one.
Right out the gate? Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
It was about rights.
Now, no website yet.
No, but you can go to facebook.com/ALP podcast and give us likes. I've been just, you know, when you start something new and you're like, oh, how much enthusiasm is there about this? And I've been excited just to watch the like count go up. So go there, like it, and then you'll get like the post in your news feed, right? And whenever we post a new show, you can listen to it there. You can listen live Saturday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. But I know that not everyone's available then, so we'll have archives up on Facebook, and we'll have a site soon, too.
So ALP, it stands for?
Well, the last show, it stood for Awesome Loving Positive. That's the that's where the name originated, the idea. Mm-hmm. But we had this idea that maybe every week we'll come up with a new thing that it could stand for.
So will that be announced on each show?
Yeah, each show will come with something else.
So have you come up with it yet and you're just keeping it under wraps?
Yeah, it's a secret. You have to tune in to hear
it. I will have to do that, and you can hear it over at lrn.fm Saturday nights. So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. We're going to go to your calls. But also, Allie, you are looking to build a website. So what I would recommend you do is go to squarespace.com.
Oh, I hear they have really nice sites.
Not only do they have really nice sites, but you can actually go and look and see all of their designs. You can look at all the templates. You can sign up for a free trial where you can go and tool around with everything. You can literally build your site during, you know, on this free trial. It doesn't cost anything. There's no credit card.
And I have an iPad. I noticed that some sites just don't look right on my iPad or on my Android.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the nice thing about Squarespace is that I hear that whatever the site is, it'll look good on all devices.
That's correct. They do have that scalability factor involved there. And there's easy support. It's 24/7. There's support teams there for you. And when you're finally ready to start and buy Squarespace's services, because they are so awesome, the sites look great, and they are affordable. It's $8 per month, which, if you sign up for a year, that includes a free domain name. And if you want to get 10% off that cost, you can use code FTL7. The code is FTL, like Free Talk Live, and the number 7 for squarespace.com. It's a beautiful, beautiful site. There's so many great designs. They're professionally designed, look awesome, easy to drag and drop content around. You do not have to be a professional web designer to have a sharp-looking pro website from Squarespace. Squarespace.com, again, code number is FTL and the number 7. As we continue here, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let's go back to the phones. In this case, we're going to the Internet, where Skype. We've got Zion 4567 is on the line. Hello, Zion 4567.
Hi, I'm trying to get into Bitcoins, and BitInstant is not working. I don't know why. Coinbase.
It's been down.
Yeah, I tried Coinbase, and it's 24 hours later, and I still haven't got my coin yet. Is that normal?
Coinbase, I haven't used them recently. I know there's some sort of verification process that you can go through on there that'll supposedly help speed things up. So you might want to look into that as an option. BitInstant is currently down at the moment. They are apparently doing some sort of upgrades behind the scene. I don't know offhand of what the other easy options are to get your hands on Bitcoins. There's local Bitcoins. I know that's an option, localbitcoins.com, where you can literally search for somebody, you know, meet them in a coffee shop and buy Bitcoins from them there. So there are some other choices. Unfortunately, the Bitcoin market is an emerging market, and, you know, it's going to be a bumpy ride in some instances. So I would say be patient. You're saying you went to Coinbase.com, you bought some Bitcoins, but they haven't delivered yet?
Yeah, I verified, and I bought them, and they said they'd send me an email when my Bitcoins got there, but it's been like 24 hours and still. And then I was on IRC chat, and they said sometimes it takes like over a week.
You know, I don't know why that is. I don't know the innards of their business and how they do, why they do, what they do. And I know there's different levels of verification with Coinbase, because they recently sent out an email asking me to go up to their next level of verification to get speedier service and faster buying Bitcoins and selling Bitcoins and things like that. So what I would recommend you do, because honestly, I've been busy at the fair all week. The last thing I've been doing is spending time looking at Bitcoin stuff. There's a great Bitcoin forum called BitcoinTalk.org. And if you go there and ask your question, I bet you'll get all kinds of intelligent answers from people that are total Bitcoin geeks who really have experience with this.
People trying to sell their Bitcoins, like BitInstant being down, doesn't mean that someone couldn't sell you their coins, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's also MTGOX, there's BTCE, there are these Bitcoin trading websites that supposedly have methods of cashing out and that sort of thing, and or buying Bitcoins. So that may be another option for you. I would say go to BitcoinTalk.org and post a message with all your questions in it, and I bet you'll get all kinds of useful, intelligent, informed responses.
Okay. One more Bitcoin question. The Bitcoins are going to like max out at a certain level of Bitcoins, and right now the miners are incentivized to mine because they get coins. So what happens when the miners have no incentive? Does the system just crash?
No, that's a great question, and from what I understand, and I'm certainly not a Bitcoin programmer, but from what I understand, once the Bitcoins, and what you're talking about is there's a certain limit on the amount of Bitcoins there will be
circulation.
Yeah, and so they're kind of coming out slowly over time as people mine them, but eventually there's not going to be any more to mine. So what happens then? Well, from what I understand, at that point, the transaction fees will come into importance, a greater importance, because right now when you send something on Bitcoin, you choose the transaction fee that you send. It's a voluntary contribution to the Bitcoin network. So you can send a Bitcoin transaction for zero fee. That's completely doable. But that doesn't contribute to the network, so your transaction will not be given priority. And so, therefore, it'll be completed when the network gets around to it. So it may take a little longer if you don't send a fee. If you send a fee of, you know, 0.0005, then you will be given greater priority because then you're contributing to the mining system in the network.
I'm trying to relate it to silver because I was like, I mean, if they mined all the silver and gold out of the earth, it doesn't mean that they're valueless. It just That isn't obviously right. There's a finite amount. They still have value. It's not that you can just mine them, which gives them value. So is it like
when
you pay above spot price for silver? Is it like similar when you're talking about transaction fee?
No, what we're talking about here is when you're running the Bitcoin software on your computer, the official client, because there's other Bitcoin software like blockchain.info as a wallet, but that's not the official client. When you're running the official client, you are part of the network. Your computer is a node on the Bitcoin network, and there's, you know, the mining that goes on is something that people do in order to be rewarded, and the mining is part of the process of making sure that the transactions are verified. So the miners in the Bitcoin network are the ones that are checking all the math. They're the ones that are verifying all the transactions are complete and they're valid and things like that. So the miners are really important to the Bitcoin network. And then the question from our caller here is, well, if there's no more Bitcoins to be mined, why would someone continue mining, and therefore wouldn't the entire service go down? It's critical that people are mining in the Bitcoin network. So the answer is the miners would get paid the fees on the transactions. So they wouldn't be getting paid from mining coins anymore. They would still be doing the work of mining, the verification and the math and the cryptography and all that, but they would be getting the fees off of the transactions that they helped to mine. Does that make sense?
I see. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
That's how I understand it, and who knows what other incentives will be come up with for them by then, but hopefully that'll be enough, because hopefully by that time there'll be a bunch of people using Bitcoins and there'll be all kinds of fees flying around and everybody will be happy. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you, Zion. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It'll be raining Bitcoins.
Bitcoins are great. I got a chance to talk about them with a guy from Beijing, China, who was visiting the fair today at the Cheshire County Fair. And he was like a finance guy for some major advertising company that's international. And I was like, oh, you're a finance guy? You should hear about Bitcoin.
So he didn't know about them?
No, he didn't know about them. But when I told him about them, he was really interested in the idea.
Neat.
So more coming up. You can take control and learn more about Bitcoins over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You take control of the airwaves.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Live, you can bring up anything that you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE, and that's the SACL CAI toll free line. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Allie,
and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming an amplifier. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live. We take that and invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable to you and it's worth $5 a month, it makes a big difference for us when you do that. So thank you in advance for supporting the show. If you have AMPed, thank you. If you are currently, certainly thank you. And if you have yet to do so, look forward to seeing you there at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more as we continue here. Coming up, Allie has a story about millennials. Now, the millennials are one of the current generations. I don't know what comes after millennials. Do you?
I don't know.
So there's Generation X, of which I am a part.
Okay.
And I'm like at the very end of Generation X.
Yeah, you're almost a millennial.
The youngest possible level of Generation X, I guess. And you are a millennial. And apparently the information is that millennials are more likely to stay home with their parents. We'll get to the details on that. But first, let's go to Chris in Cincinnati. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Allie. Good evening.
Hi.
Hello, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, firstly, I want to point out that there's a movie recently released called Sharknado.
Yeah, I heard about this.
I haven't.
Yeah, it's about a tornado filled with sharks.
And right. What more did you need to know, right? Like, all you have to hear is, I think that's the tagline on the movie, right? Isn't the tagline of the film something like, what more do you need? Or something like that.
Exactly. And I don't know how you're not talking about that, but that's a big deal. It's possibly the best movie ever made.
I can't believe I missed that when I was looking for show prep.
It's been a kind of one of those, I guess, internet phenomenons, right? Like one of those things that just, it's just a crap B movie from what I understand. You know, one of those cheapy films that they crank out.
Sharks are one of my biggest fear.
Really?
Hey, my biggest irrational fear.
Hey, I don't know. A crappy B movie? It sounds like a quality B movie to me.
Oh, really? Wait, so you haven't seen it? How can you?
I have not.
Oh, I thought you were calling to recommend it. I thought you were excited because
I'm calling because I saw the trailer for this, and I don't know how anybody could not go see it after seeing that.
I have to say, I did put it on my Netflix list after
all
I watched the trailer.
All you have to do, you're in the eye of the tornado, you just stick your fist into the tornado, and then you get to punch all the sharks in the face, and they don't bite you then.
Oh, no, 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 you don't understand. They actually use chainsaws to cut the sharks in half as they're falling from the sky.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, Allie, how terrifying, right? Because you're afraid of sharks in the water. This is sharks anywhere.
Yeah,
this,
I know.
This tornado can go where you are and bring sharks to you.
It I don't know if they'd ridiculous. Be too hungry when they're being swept up in a tornado.
It sounds ridiculous, and it sounds fun, and it sounds funny, and
like
I think it
would be... Like snakes on a plane, right?
Yeah, I think it would be... I mean, I've never seen it, but yeah, that sounds very
what?
Similar. That sounds
true,
very... Well, Snakes
true.
On a Plane got a theatrical release. This is a straight-to-video... This is one of those movies.
Oh, you can't see
yeah.
this in the theater.
Yeah, correct. Snakes on the Plane had Samuel L. Jackson, I think. This only has Tara Reid.
I believe one of the stars of 90210 from back in the day is in it, Ian Ziering. They certainly
oh, wow.
gave him first billing. But just because, like with a B-movie, they'll bring like a name like an Ian Ziering in, and then they'll give him two lines. I don't know if that's what they do in this movie, but in a B-movie, you wanna if you're making a B-movie, you're advertising this movie, which is available in a market full of B-movies. I mean, there's literally probably thousands of B-movies made every single year, and so you have to differentiate your movie somehow. So you find some star, you give them, I don't know, $1,000 or, you know, a few thousand bucks to come in and shoot two lines, and then you can claim that Dennis Hopper was in the movie when, in fact, he's only in for 30 seconds of the film.
Yeah, Ian can only afford to have me on one night. Why did you think
exactly.
that was the case?
Or what you can do is you can title your movie Sharknado, and it's done.
And then problem solved. Thanks for the call,
exactly.
Chris. Appreciate hearing from you, man. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind a good B-movie, a you know, fun, ridiculous film that has no continuity whatsoever.
Well, it's not that hard to scare people. I mean, it's kind of like...
I don't know if Sharknado will be scary. I don't expect it to be scary as much as I expect it to be funny and
well, it's probably supposed to be
ridiculous.
Some kind of thrilling thing. I hope you get a couple shocks out of people, right?
Maybe. I don't know what to expect. It depends. I mean, what is the cheese factor going to be? If you watch the trailer for this, it's pretty cheesy. I mean, sharks in a tornado and people with chainsaws tearing them up. And
right.
It's pretty silly. Maybe we'll find the trailer for it and we'll post it on the Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter for you in case you haven't seen it. Let's go to Greg, and maybe you have seen it. You want to give us a review. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live also in Cincinnati.
Yeah, hey guys.
Hey Greg.
I had a weird run in with authority today, and I just had to share. So I'll try to keep the story brief. This actually wasn't a police officer. This was a security guard driving around the parking structure in my at work, and they have the green headlights or the green lights at the top. You know, not like a real cop. Sort of a maybe they have an intimidating stick or something, but basically just looking after the place. Well,
yep.
I drove down the wrong way. You know, you can go. Down the up or up the down, whatever. And I went down the wrong way because it was Friday. I wanted to get out of there. I was in a hurry. Everybody
okay.
seems to do this. But she pulled me over with those nice, intimidating green flashing lights and, you know, gave me the rundown saying, oh, this is a $75 fine.
What?
And I just basically smiled and said, okay, you know, thanks for the warning. Let
you
me
work there?
The warning. What's that?
You work there? This is like your work parking lot?
Yeah, my work parking lot.
Well, I wouldn't appreciate my employer doing that.
Well,
or hiring someone to do that.
Well, exactly. I assume that would be taken out of a paycheck. But she did say this is a warning, but, you know, next time it's $75. And since I drive a yellow car, I can't just say, you know, be gone. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. So I kind of did the math in my head and thought, all right, fine. I won't do this anymore, even though everyone does this. And I think she sensed my sort of calm, anti-authority, liberty vibe because as soon as I drove away, she goes, hey, yeah? I sort of gave her a curious smile, and she goes, did you hear what I said? And I thought, what could that possibly mean? You came here with the flashing lights, the green flashing lights. You stopped me. You threatened to have $75 taken out of my paycheck, and you have to ask if I heard what you said. I mean, I clearly said yes, thank you. I'm leaving now. What is that? What sort of sense of authority? What is she trying to say?
I mean, you don't have to work there, but geez, that would really bother me. Like, little things at work, like not getting appreciation bothers me, but if they tried to fine me for driving the wrong way in my work parking lot, that would just be like that would be a quittable offense.
Well, it didn't seem to bother me too much because, you know, I didn't actually get the $75. But I found that extra phrase tacked on as I was trying to leave so strange. What do you mean, did you hear me? Yes, I clearly hear you. Why go out of the way to stop me? Just to send that message of, you know, I'm serious here.
That's really what it comes down to. It comes down to an authoritative demeanor on these people's parts, and that they're living into this role and they believe they have to act a certain way, or they get off on acting a certain way and they like to tell people what to do and it's their thing. And like you said, you've got this liberty vibe, so you were kind of taking it easy. You weren't getting flustered. You weren't upset at her.
I think she sort of got upset about that. I gave her a nice smile. I said, thank you. Well, I think I stopped myself from saying thank you, but I gave her a nice smile. I was very kind and, you know, cheerful at the end of the week.
Yeah, it's never good to thank somebody for threatening you, so good for you for not thanking her.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This is common. You know, she's not a government agent, but that doesn't mean she doesn't feel the same thing. She does have a job where she feels like she's in control of something, and it's her job to tell people what to do. And if you don't respond in the way most people do, which might be, you know, meekly subservient response or apologetic sort of subservient response, you weren't that way with her, and she didn't know how to handle it. So she wanted to, at the very, very last moment, you know, get the last word in and make an impression.
What kind of interaction do you think she's used to having when she does this?
People look scared.
Yeah, and people are intimidated.
Why be scared? What is she going to do? I mean, besides...
buying you $75.
And that's why I was sort of cheerful. I thought to myself, she doesn't have a gun. What authority does she have over me, really? I mean,
well, I can't throw you in jail.
She probably gets a less serious response than the police. But still, you know, the uniform, the badge, that kind of thing, those trappings do go a
certain
distance.
I bet people are probably more likely to get angry at her than a cop.
That's true. Like I said, it's not going to be the same exact response as a cop, because some people are going to be, oh, you pig, you're in a cop, or whatever. They're going to look down on her because of that, as though her badge is somehow inferior to theirs. Hey, thanks, Greg, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Badges don't grant extra rights, though, so Hour 3's on the way. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.